Hello, Harley here, and it was brought to my attention that I should read these questions. 50 questions that can change your life, from Pastebin, done by Z. Greenburn. So thank you for that. I don't know if you're the one that gave this to me for me to read. I have not read any of these questions except for like two. So, I have no idea how long this is going to be, and I apologize ahead of time because apparently when I don't have, like, a set time limit, I kind of just go. So, let's start out. Number one, how old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? That is a really good question, and I would honestly say, being me in my mind, I would be older than I am. I've been told ever since that I was a kid that I just naturally I'm wise beyond my years. Which is really interesting to hear most of your life. I've always gotten along better with older people. Generally my own age group, I don't like because they're annoying. They've gotten better as I've gotten older. If I have to give a number, probably in my early 30s, honestly. I still act like a kid sometimes because it's just so much more fun to be a kid than it is to be adult. Number two, which is worse, failing or never trying? Definitely never trying. You don't learn anything from not trying. And when I was younger, I was made fun of for reasons. And people called me a loser, and I always wanted to know, I just accepted it, because it's like, whatever, I'm that weird kid that people pick on, and I just, I don't know, sticks and stones. But as I got older, I tried to honestly define what a loser was, and to me, my personal opinion, a loser is someone who doesn't try. If you try and fail 1,000 times, that's great. You know what? You learn something different every time. If you're doing exactly the same thing and you expect a different result, that's insanity. But never trying is just, that's horrible. Don't do that. Try. Always try. Number three, if life is so short, why do we do so many things we don't like and like so many things we don't do? That most of these are good questions, probably, hopefully. We're humans, and we're kind of idiots sometimes. A lot of the decisions we make are just stupid as all fuck. And we are all greedy. I'm super greedy. I was raised an only child, so things are mine. I like the things that are mine. And we have this notion, and I'm speaking from a Western culture, United States point of view. I can't speak for other regions of the world because I know that they'll answer this question differently and they'll be like, I don't do that. But that's not the point. From my perception, we want something so bad and we will do almost anything to get to that point because it's so hard to find a way to be happy on our way to happiness, to something bigger that we want. So like me, I babysit for this family, and I love the kids. They're good kids, but the oldest one is just a little shit sometime, and I just want to smack him, and I'm not going to, because that's abuse, and fuck that shit. But I want to, but I don't, because I have self-control. And he's, like, 7 years old and wouldn't be able to defend himself. But I don't... No, I don't want to babysit for the rest of my life. But I need that money to do things to get where I want to go. So I actually do enjoy babysitting. But not over other things. But anyways. We think we're doing something... We think that we're suffering to get something better. And that's just kind of what that is. Okay, moving on. Number four. When it's all said and done, will you have said more than you've done? I don't think so. I would say that I am a very honest person. I'm very truthful, to the point where I don't have some fresh friendships because I was honest and they couldn't handle it. So when I say something, when I make a promise, I keep that promise, because if we don't have promises, pinky promises, you don't break that shit. There's something solid for me, and I don't want to break that. So when I say that I'm going to do something, I try my very best to do something. And if I can't do it one way, I'll find a different way to do it. Number five, what is the one thing you'd like to change about, you'd most like to change about the world? That's a really vague question, and I can think of a few things that we could do without that would be wonderful. Honestly, I would really like if we didn't have war. Disease, I don't care about. Natural things like that, to me, are just nature's way of helping us not have overpopulation and shit, so I just don't care. But war, and I just wish we could talk to each other. Seriously, I was watching Lone Survivor a couple nights ago, and I cried, because the shit that happens in war, and, like, battles, and you know what, in the streets, everywhere, in all over the world, people just kill each other, and there's so much violence, and I think that violence, some violence is legitimate, and I accept that, but did you try talking out first, like, seriously talk to the other person, saying, hey, you motherfucker, you pissed me off, and you stole blank, or you said this in blank, and I'm just mad at you, and couldn't we just talk about shit before we started blowing each other up, and radiation, and all that nonsense, and I just, six, if happiness was the national currency, what kind of work would make you rich? I don't know. That's a weird question. If happiness was the national currency, what kind of work would make you rich? I don't know. I don't know how to answer that question, so I'm just going to move on, because that's something that I have to sit there for like 10 minutes and be like, oh. Number seven, are you doing what you believe in, or are you settling for what you are doing? I'm doing what I need to do to survive, and so I can achieve the happiness for myself and the happiness for my husband. So maybe not as believe in, I believe that I should be honest with people. I believe that I should be genuine, because if you have to lie to someone to make them like you, then they're not worth it in the first place. And yeah, so I guess I'm doing what I believe in, working towards a better life. Number eight, if the average human lifespan was 40 years, how would you live your life differently? I would have had kids by now. I'm 25 years old, and I want fucking babies so bad. I want children, and I want to be a mama. And I want my husband to be a daddy, and just to have that experience. And yeah, it's gonna fucking suck, and it's gonna be expensive, and we're gonna be poor. But yeah, I would have kids already. Number nine. To what degree have you actually controlled the course of your life? To what degree have you actually controlled the course your life has taken? I'm not dead. I did not commit suicide when I was younger. I did not cut down the street and not across it. I brought myself to college. I am paying for me being in college. No one else really helped me with that. I make most of the decisions of my life. With some help sometimes, but for the most part, I am where I am because I chose to be here. I shouldn't be here because there's a lot of things in my life that have said that I shouldn't be, but that's what it is. Number 10, are you more worried about doing things right or doing the right things? I think that I feel more passionately about doing the right thing or doing what's best than doing it right, because I know that a lot of things I can just do it again, or I'll just learn from that mistake and I'll learn to live with it, because I make a lot of mistakes. Everyone does. So, yeah. Number 11. You're having lunch with three people you respect and admire. They all start criticizing a close friend of yours, not knowing she is your friend. Their criticism is distasteful and unjustified. What do you do? So I've actually had situations like that where those things occur. Not necessarily by people who I respect and admire. But I'm not going to talk about those stories because I don't feel like making this recording violent. And that's what would happen if we talked about those things. So what I would do, being the person that I am, is that I would honestly defend the person and say, you know, well, they do that because of this, and it's not that bad. And just pointing out in subtle ways in which the other the people who are saying the bad things are being ridiculous, or where I disagree with them. Like, maybe this is what she meant when she said that, or you don't know what she's going through, stuff like that. And if it got worse, I would say, you know what, she is my friend, I care for her very much, and you guys are being dicks, so fuck off. Well, I probably wouldn't say the fuck off part, because that would be really rude, and I just don't say that. But I would just explain to them that I'm really disappointed in them, and I know that that sounds really, I don't know how to explain it, mellow, but when it comes to when I get frustrated and angry, I'm generally very mellow, because I know that if I raise my voice or if I stand up, then bad things happen. So that's how that would go. Number 12, if you could offer a newborn child only one piece of advice, what would it be? Would they be able to understand me? My piece of advice that I would give to a newborn child, would have to be to love. And I know that sounds really cliche, but one of the things that has really gotten me through my life is that even though people have made fun of me and been rude to me and just been dicks and I just want to shank them in the face, I still love them. I don't love them how I love my husband or my cat or my car, but I appreciate what they've done for me in my life. I appreciate that they've been a part of my life and they've affected me, and made me who I am. And that thought process of saying, you know what, you're a complete and total fucking dick, and if I could punch you and get away with it, I totally would, but I still care for you, has gotten me through life without being so bad. Like, if I hadn't been able to look at kids when I was younger and say, you know what, you treat me like shit, but you turn around and you're nice to other people, that means that you're not all bad. That means that there is some good in you. You just don't like me. And that's okay. So to love is a big thing, because we just don't have enough of it and we really need more. Number 13, would you break the law to save a loved one? Yep. 100%. Totally do it. 14, have you ever seen insanity where you later saw creativity? Yeah, I would say so. I don't know specifically where, but I've read stories, I've seen paintings where your perception of things and your knowledge of things just doesn't cover everything. And you see something and you're like, what the fuck is that? That's complete balls crazy. And then 2 years later, you look back at it and you're like, Oh, that's what that is. All right. I see that, because you have a different perspective, because you learn things. And I'm going to answer number 15, and then I'm going to stop for now because I don't want this to be like an hour. Number 15 is, what's something you know you do differently than most people? Something that I know that I do differently from most people is eating certain foods, like a burger or a sandwich, anything that's round, basically, like that. Not a piece of pizza, because that's a triangle, if you didn't know. Most pieces of pizza. I eat in circles, so like if I'm eating a burger, I'll look at all the sides and I'll find the most appealing bite or what looks like the most appealing bite, and then I'll eat around that, and then I'll eat that part, and then I'll just do that until the thing's gone, because my goal when I eat food is for the very last bite to be the best bite, which is never gonna happen because generally the first bite is the best bite because it's the first flavor in your mouth. So yeah, lots of servers look at me weird because they'll come and my burger has no sides and it's just a smaller circle with bite marks everywhere. So yeah, that is question 1 through 15. I will probably be doing 16 through 30 at a different point. Thank you for listening.